This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me, Shitijanan, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Shitijan. Thanks very much for joining in. Well, it looks like the D Street was again in bear grip today, right after the weakness that was seen on Monday and the consolidation phase that was seen yesterday. So what was the factors that were worrying the markets today? And also, what is the big outlook for tomorrow, which is the expiry day?
Right. Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, bears continued their dominance on D Street for the fourth consecutive day in a row on Wednesday and pushed benchmark indices below their crucial support levels. In fact, for Sensex, the index broke below 40,000, while the Nifty 50 breached 200 days simple moving average. Now, the world stocks tumbled for the fifth straight day after government and health authorities warned of a possible coronavirus pandemic. Now, Wall Street ended sharply lower on Tuesday, and Asian markets, excluding Japan, lost more than 1%. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, Sensex closed 392 points lower at 39,888, while the Nifty 50 lost 119 points to close at 11,678. Now, sectorally, the telecom index closed in positive, while selling pressure was seen in realty, auto, capital goods, oil and gas, power, energy and metal stocks. While on the broader markets front, S&P mid-cap index fell 1.3%, while the S&P BSE small-cap index was down 0.82%. Now, on a day when Sensex fell nearly 400 points, nearly 300 stocks on the BSE hit their fresh 52-week low. That includes names like Gillette India, Hero Motor Corp, L&T, Thermax, BASF India, IFB Industries and Kalpataru Power, etc., among others. Now, experts are of the view that rising fears of coronavirus and expectation of a muted GDP data towards the close of the week are keeping markets jittery. In fact, volatility is on the rise due to F&O expiry that is due on Thursday. Now, top Nifty gainers include stocks like SBI, Bharti Infratel and Yes Bank. But in terms of losers, Maruti Suzuki, Tata Motors, Sun Pharma and Gail India were the top Nifty losers.
Right. Now, in terms of sectoral indices, could you help us understand which were the sectors that actually pulled down the benchmark indices lower in today's trade? And also in terms of specific stocks, where was the maximum volume action seen?
Right. Well, sectorally, the telecom index was the lone gainer, up 0.25%, while profit-taking was visible in realty that fell 2.1%, followed by the auto index that was down 2.1%, and the capital goods index also fell 2.1%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 200% was seen in stocks like Infosys, NTPC, Glenmark Pharma, Apollo Tyres, Bosch, as well as Asian Paints. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Equitas Holding, Bharti Infratel, as well as Havells India, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Asian Paints, Bosch, JSW Steel, Siemens, NTPC, as well as ACC.
Right. Now, in terms of other stocks that were in action on the back of news flows as well today, India Cements actually share prices surged about 20% after Gopi Krishnan S. Damani, the brother of ace investor Radhakrishnan Damani, bought 2.75% stake in the company a day earlier. Now, Aurobindo Pharma share prices also rose more than 1% today after the company received an EIR or a clearance from US FDA. Now, shares of Navin Fluorine International gained 5% after the company bagged a multi-year contract from a global firm. Also, Shilpa Medicare ended 5% lower today after US FDA issued a Form 483 with 15 observations for its Telangana facility. Now, Bandhan Bank share prices shed about 2% today, despite the RBI allowing the company to expand its branch network. Let's also focus on technicals now. Shitij, could you help us understand how are the technicals placed and also which are the crucial levels to watch out for now?
Right. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. In fact, it slipped below its crucial 200 days moving average, placed at 11,684 on the daily charts. The index has been falling since 19th of February, and this is the fourth consecutive session when Nifty 50 registered a negative close. In fact, in terms of indicators, the Supertrend indicator gave a sell signal on the daily charts, while MACD gave a bearish crossover on 24th of February, which suggests that the near-term trend is likely to be on the downside. Now, the last time when the indicator, that is the Supertrend indicator, gave a sell signal was on January 28th, and the Nifty 50 tested 11,600 levels before, you know, sort of bouncing back. Now, the Nifty appears to have stretched on the downside by abnormally trading away from its short-term moving average, that is 5 days simple moving average placed at 11,903, which should ideally pave the way for a pullback rally sooner than later. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. So in the next trading session, if the Nifty opens in negative terrain, then it may take the index index towards 11,640 and 11,600 levels. But if it closes below 11,614, then the next support for the index is available around about 11,500. Now on the upside, if it manages to sustain above 11,783, then the upswing shall get extended up to 11,900 levels.
Absolutely. Now thanks a lot then, Kshitij, for sharing these important levels to watch out for on the index and a strategy that investors and traders can adopt going on from here. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to this podcast.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.